small specks appearing in the ocean. You'd never guess what lies beneath. The biggest fish in the world. Until the end of September, whale sharks will be gracing Mexico's Caribbean waters, one of their main feeding grounds. But the shark's endangered here, just as it is elsewhere in the world. Over 75 years, its numbers have halved, and that's something Mexico's trying to do something about. Rafael pins these trackers to the whale shark's fins to see where they go and what they do. It's lucky it's a gentle giant.
I'm contributing to the knowledge about these animals. To protect them, you need to know about them.
Despite its size, the whale shark's managed to keep its secrets well. Little is known about how it mates or gives birth. Rafael and others' research could be vital to save it. But it's just one part of the conservation effort in Mexico. 2 years ago, the government set up rules for visitors to the whale shark's three designated protection areas. They can't swim underwater with the fish, and tourist boats are meant to keep their distance from it. Only groups with government-accredited guides are allowed in.
You need a guide because they know what you can and can't do in the water. You can bring your boat, but you need a guide. Okay, Captain?
That's José Juan Domínguez, head of the Caribbean Biosphere Reserve. He says the rules only work because local tourism companies have bought into this.
Many of the criteria and good conservation habits have been created by them because they understand they have to protect the whale shark so that this resource stays with us.
In other words, everyone wants the sharks and the tourists to keep coming.
It was an incredible experience. If you get the chance, you have to come because they are really incredible. Amazing to be able to swim with such an immense and marvelous animal.
And then it's gone. Soon Mexico's whale shark population will be heading off till next summer. The question, as every year, is how many will return. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico.